This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Yasser Issam Hamdi is going home. The American-born Saudi, designated an enemy combatant by the Bush administration, has been held in solitary confinement for nearly 3 years. The Justice Department announced late yesterday that it is transferring Hamdi to Saudi Arabian custody with a recommendation that he be released. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Hamdi, the man whose case tested the Bush administration's contention that it could hold American citizens indefinitely without charge, is going back to Saudi Arabia. The administration, contending that Hamdi was a fighter for the Taliban in Afghanistan, held him incommunicado, claiming he was an enemy combatant and as such had no right to a lawyer or to challenge his imprisonment. But in June, the Supreme Court rejected that argument by an 8-1 vote. And yesterday, the Justice Department said it had agreed to release Hamdi to Saudi authorities as early as this week. The condition of the release was that Hamdi would renounce his U.S. citizenship and agree not to travel to certain countries. Public defender Frank Dunham, who read about Hamdi's imprisonment in the newspaper and launched a legal battle on his behalf, said there's no guarantee that Hamdi will be released once he's on Saudi soil, but Saudi officials have said there are no criminal charges against Hamdi, and Dunham added,
I note that the U.S. government, in its agreement, has promised to advise the Saudis that they do not think the detention of this young man is necessary.
Dunham said that while Hamdi had agreed to the terms voluntarily, 3 years of solitary confinement creates enormous pressure to agree to almost any terms.
He is going home to his family. Anybody that's been in solitary confinement for 3 years would probably jump at any chance to do that. I mean, if he got a birthday cake sent to him by his mother with a saw in it, I'm sure he would have used that to get out.
While the government maintained that Hamdi was a Taliban fighter, Dunham says that's not true, that in fact Hamdi was visiting in Afghanistan when 9/11 occurred.
He was not engaged in combat against the U.S. or anybody else. After September 11th, he was just trying to get home, get out of there.
But Hamdi, according to his lawyer, was soon captured by the Northern Alliance and eventually turned over to U.S. authorities, who were paying bounty for captured prisoners. Dunham said he tried to persuade the U.S. government to release Hamdi before his case went to the Supreme Court, but only got traction, as he put it, after the Supreme Court's decision requiring a court hearing to test the government's claims. After Hamdi, there's only one other American citizen known to be in U.S. custody as an enemy combatant, alleged dirty bomber Jose Padilla. Mary Ellen O'Connell, an international law professor at Ohio State University, says the Hamdi agreement sends a warning signal to the courts to be skeptical about the government's Padilla claims and others.
It does give us an insight into the mindset of government officials in both the Department of Defense and the Justice Department, that they are willing to detain people, to interrogate them, and to hold them indefinitely when they may have very little evidence. In fact, we know that that's the case also in Guantanamo Bay because so many people have now been released who were originally detained there.
Since the Supreme Court's decision in the enemy combatant cases in June, the Guantanamo detainees, all foreigners, have been released at a much faster pace. A military tribunal has found one detainee not to be an enemy combatant. 134 prisoners have been released, and another 56 have been transferred to the control of other governments, half of them this week to Pakistan. At the same time this week, though, the U.S. transferred 10 new prisoners from Afghanistan to Guantanamo, designating them enemy combatants. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.